Hello friends, good to see you all. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. I was told that the view from the top of Slieve Donard is absolutely spectacular, and I'm somewhat disappointed. This is the first time we've ever climbed it, and we can't see very much at all. But there's a sense of achievement, of course, climbing Slieve Donard, the highest peak in Northern Ireland. We're on top of Northern Ireland here, as high as you can get. It's quite warm, and we're so thankful for the Lord's goodness in living in such a beautiful country and having places like this. Took us about an hour, 40 minutes, an hour, 35 minutes in our first attempt. We got waylaid a little bit, talking to a few people, but all in all, took about an hour and 35 of climbing. So here we are on the top of the mountain. And whenever we come to the Word of God, the Bible, there are many mountains that we read about in the Word of God. We read about Mount Sinai. That's where the law was given. And then we read about Mount Calvary. And then we read as well about Mount Zion. Now, Mount Sinai was where the law of God was given. And if you've read the Bible there in Exodus, you'll read about that. The Ten Commandments written in tables of stone. And there's stone all around us here. And with the finger of God, the Ten Commandments were written in stone. And that highlights the permanent nature of the Ten Commandments. The first one, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And then the second one, thou shalt not make unto thyself a graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And so it goes on. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not bear false witness. And we've all broken God's law. And whenever we try to keep the law of God by our own efforts, we find ourselves condemned and we find ourselves guilty. Whenever we find ourselves at Mount Sinai, and all of humanity is subject to the law of God. But then we come to another mountain in the New Testament, Mount Calvary, where the Saviour, the Son of God, took our sins and bore the penalty of the law upon the cross and shed His precious blood for us and died. And those are the two mountains that we're all at. We're either at Mount Sinai, we're under the law, or we're at Mount Calvary, we're not under the law, but under grace. And the Son of God paid the price for our sins, our debts in full, upon Mount Calvary. And then the Word of God also speaks about Mount Zion. And that really speaks about the Kingdom of God. It speaks about heaven. It speaks about home. It speaks about the Kingdom of God for the believer. And that's where we're all headed one day if we're in Christ. So I wonder today, what mountain are you at? I wonder, are you at Mount Sinai still, under the law? Have you been to the cross, Mount Calvary, under grace? And then one day going home to Mount Zion, heaven itself. Thanks for listening, folks, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.